A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Clemson Tigers, no pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill. In every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep their pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience.
Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at EstesHeatingAir.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here. Got the distance. Doesn't have the accuracy.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on The Roar on a Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Ben Mills, stay with you live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. First text of the show on the Adams Grove text line. Texter says from the 864, for the first time since I was a child, I've got strep throat. But guess what? Still fine. Love that, Texter. Great way to set the tone today. You want to join the party? You can. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line. Ton to discuss today with the playoff rankings and some of the pick 'em games. This is Ben's Friday show this week, so we'll have to get Ben's thoughts on all of our pick 'em games since he'll be traveling tomorrow. I've got some thoughts on college basketball from last night as well. Of course, I was in Columbia watching the women, so I need Ben to give me the full rundown on men's basketball last night, as I have watched very little. And we did listen to the final 12-ish minutes, Faxon and I, on the car ride back, so that sounded great. So we've got a lot to discuss. How are you, Ben Milstead?
I am just fine, Quack. Fine. As you know, John and Faxon were not on the last hour because we had our monthly all-staff meeting, and it's important that they are there. So glad they were. For the texters asking, where are you guys? Warms my heart that you miss us.
I do
that's
like
where
that.
We were. Also, I'm also fine because Iron Horse Steamers provided brunch, which is now my lunch today.
Yes, they did.
Wow. I drive by that place here in Easley all the time, and now I know. Now I know why there's always people going in and out.
Because it might be a little good.
Oh man,
real good,
really good.
Rave reviews from the staff of the Roar.
How are you today?
I'm good. You know, a little sluggish after last night. The travel in the game. Mm-hmm. It was an aggressive. It was a very. I need the women's basketball SID. Andrew, shout out to Andrew. He's new. And Faxon told me when I got there, he's like, I think he was a little nervous about the plan that we hatched to do this. And so I need to tell him that what we did yesterday was a very aggressive plan that worked like a charm. Yeah. Ben,
someone came up to me, a listener, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. But anyway, a listener came up to me at men's basketball last night and said, have you heard from Quack? Did he make it to Columbia? I said, I do know he made it. I don't know how or how that went.
So I can give you a little bit. I would have been in my parking spot in 2 hours and 10 minutes from campus. I said 2:15, and I actually thought that was being a little aggressive. In my head, I was going, if I can do 2:20, that would be good. I'd be there at 25 after, 5 minutes in the arena. I got 30 minutes before we start with online broadcast. And if we had had a proper pregame, we'd have had to have a different schedule. But because we did online only, there are certain liberties that you can take. Ben, I tried to go into a different parking lot than the one that I was supposed to go in. The lots, the way that the parking pass I was sent, it just said residence lot, but I didn't see a sign for residence lot. So I was like, well, I just need to go to the one I parked in last time and just ask them. Man, I'm not kidding when I say this, and I'm not trying to like be a rival. I'm not trying to be a snot-nosed little whatever. Some of the rudest interactions that I've witnessed in my entire life were at the front of the wrong parking lot last night.
Really?
Yes. The fans were rude. I kind of thought, I felt bad for the attendant because the parking lot attendant was like, my count says I'm full. I got no room. And there were people trying to get in there who had parking passes, so I don't know how that went. But he's like, I got to send somebody in here to see where I have spots. And it's a big parking lot. Otherwise, I can't let anybody in. Well, you had people try. You had people like drove right past him, just like drove in, past the attendant, yelling at him. You had somebody who honked at him. You had the person behind me honked because the cop was trying to get me U-turned to the correct parking lot while also navigating a bus. Guy behind me got rude with the cop. I was like, folks, none of y'all should have as much urgency as I do, and I'm cool as a cucumber right now. What is your problem right now? It was like everybody was on one. 45 minutes before tip, outside the arena, just trying to get the parking lot. And I texted my wife. I was like, this is not a Clemson, South Carolina comment. I said, I hope the people trying to get in parking lots at Clemson are not as rude as these people are being trying to get in the parking lots here. It was astonishing. It was truly astonishing. So I knew that I just need to be the most gracious I've ever been to anybody. I was like, thank you for helping. You know, thank you for helping. And it got me to my right parking lot. And I was in there in plenty of time. But the traffic was fine. Literally, it was the last quarter mile that I was like, what is wrong with people?
If you lived in Columbia, would you not be that way too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're right about that.
The Clemson parking people are pretty good, with the exception of LSU game. That was not good.
But no. No, it was not.
The yeah. Oh boy, Ben, just zip it. Don't say it out loud. Yeah. There were some mistakes made with parking on campus for the LSU game. Some bad mistakes.
Yeah.
Let's just
Were better in week two.
Yes.
They were better in week two. But yeah, the game itself, Clemson basically just spotted the number 2 team in the country 11 points. It was remarkable. And then they decided to play. And Ben, the most encouraging thing, and it's not encouraging to Sean Poppy, I've said one of my unofficial jobs is to make sure that coaches know it's really not as bad as they think after games like that. They played South Carolina to a legitimate draw for 25 minutes. After the first 5 minutes of the game where they were down 11, they go into halftime down 11. They go into the fourth quarter down 10 and have shot it horribly. I mean, terribly. And their starting five is in foul trouble. They're well undersized under the basket. And somehow, some way, they had seven possessions, Ben. Seven possessions with a chance to get the lead under single digits at the end of the third quarter. And they did not score on any of those possessions. And then South Carolina sort of pulled away at the end. Clemson missed. I got this text from somebody who was watching at home. Clemson missed their final 21 shots of the basketball game.
Oh.
And so it turned what was a competitive game into a laugher at the end, which is part of South Carolina's physical size and the just everybody is huge. Their guards are huge and physically gifted, and they're bigs. They're just shuttling bigs in and out. All their bigs are 6'4 to 6'6. It's just very difficult to match up. I told somebody after the game, this is like the 10th consecutive year where this actually does nothing for Clemson because it's such a unicorn matchup because of the size difference.
Mm-hmm.
The best teams that you'll play in the ACC have a couple of bigs like that, but you're not going to have to deal with that size disadvantage, not even close to it any other time. And so you can't even say that it helps you to play this game because it prepares you for whatever. You just kind of get swamped.
Yeah, well, and South Carolina's size is just, as you say, it's a unicorn matchup for a team like Clemson anyway. And you see, I mean, I watched that last night. you see why South Carolina is one of the best programs in the country. They are. You know, and meanwhile, Clemson, maybe this team, not as much as last year, but live by the three, die by the three.
Especially in that matchup, by the way.
And you go 5 of 33 from three. You're not probably not winning any game going 5 of 33, and a lot of that has to do with South Carolina's size. You know, you're shooting 2 feet further out than what you normally shoot, and
you're rushing a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and South Carolina, you give them credit. They know how to use that size too. You know, they know how to move it around in the key and get the, you know, the high percentage shots. So. I didn't think Clemson would. Despite all that, you can see that they're making steps. But there's still a, especially in the size department, there's still a huge gap between the two schools right now. But all you can do is try to close that gap a little bit, and I think it's a little closer. You still lost by a ton of points, though, last night. You did. And, you know, 2 points in the fourth is less than ideal. But when you've been leaned on by people that size for an entire game, there's a wearing effect. And you saw that last night. So, I mean, you give South Carolina all the credit in the world. At the same time, you certainly can see that Clemson women's basketball is on the climb.
Well, and it's interesting, signing days today, those letters have started to come in. When everybody's letters come in, we believe that Clemson is going to have a recruiting class inside the top three. I feel quite certain that Clemson is going to have a recruiting class inside the top five. In fact, we've already got the rundown on the softball signing class, where Clemson signed the top recruiting class, according to Softball America, in the ACC, number 12 in the country, including a top 25 player in the class from Santa Rosa, California. So softball's already coming in with a top 15 class. We expect women's basketball to come in with a top 5 class today and possibly a top 3 class today, depending on who's ranking. So the gap is closing, and it's going to continue to be closed. And once again, South Carolina didn't run a lot of stuff, but I felt like Dawn Staley had a great deal of respect for, like, the way she coached that game, the way she substituted. She kept her starters in a while. Mm-hmm. Even when Clemson was not scoring, it was not till late in the game where she really just was comfortable playing the backups, and I felt like that was showing respect to Clemson and Sean Poppy.
Also, and I don't know if you even knew this, Dawn is also in charge of parking in Columbia, so you can blame her for...
Oh. Okay. That's great. I love where your head's at there. Do you have a quick general thought on basketball, or do we want to take an early break and get to it on the other side?
Let's take an early break.
All right, we'll do that. 654 Roar, if you want to get in on the phones or on the Adams Corbin text line. We'll talk Clemson Morehead State men's basketball when we come back. Tons to get to with the playoff rankings and the pick 'em games. Will Vandevort's going to join us today. All that and more on the program. We continue on after this. Don't go anywhere.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings. and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at reeds.com.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
As the days get shorter and the weather turns colder, Harbin Lumber Company wants to thank our neighbors for another great year. We're proud to be part of this community, helping families, builders, and friends create something that lasts. So from all of us at Harbin Lumber, bundle up, stay warm, and have a happy Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping. Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s, you splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So, I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too, for my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile! Thanks, Zoe!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us, no trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
With 24-month bill credits and four eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers, auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 256 gigabytes, $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for Clemson hoops all season long. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I had my good girl once.
porcelain doll, lived a life of straight lines, afraid to fall. She loved me gentle, loved me by the book, but every time she smiled, it was a sideways look. She wanted a white picket fence, a quiet, tame life, a sensible sedan, a respectable wife, but I got diesel in my pain.
Folks,
and a hunger for the curves and a quiet.
You can be home for the holidays. Do I have to do that? I just want to keep listening to that. That's really good. What is it? Who sings this?
Doc Raven.
Okay. That's really good. I'm going to need to listen to that whole thing later. Because, like, I kind of feel bad talking.
There's a line in that song. Yeah, I want you to hear it later. There's a line in that song later on that is not suitable for air.
Okay.
But that is fantastic.
Okay.
I have to tell you what. Remind me to tell you in the next break what that is.
The devil on my shoulder says, yes, yes. You can be home for the holidays at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown Pendleton, 8 miles from Clemson, 10 minutes to I-85, just down the street from Pendleton High School. You can do it in a custom build between 1,800 and 3,400 square feet, 1 to 2 stories, starting in the mid to high 300s, depending on your floor plan and what you're looking for. This is a family-owned builder, over 3 decades of experience, and they want to make they want to make your home perfect for whatever it is you need. If you need a game day weekend spot, potential rental income, visits, or for every day, they've got a 3,900-square-foot design studio to help make that a reality. Schedule an appointment at the Sunrise by Empire Sales Center. Tour a model, explore the neighborhood, chat with their team. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. All right, I need to know. Clemson men's basketball last night. Tigers beat Morehead State. I asked my wife. She was there. I asked my wife, what was it? She was like, play pretty good. Rebounding was not great. But other than that, pretty solid. What were your takeaways from 83-56 over Morehead State last night?
My overriding takeaway is that Brad Brunell and staff were more concerned with some management of the game than they were the final score. And by that I mean, I think you're going to start stretching out some of these players. Clemson is playing, you know, 11 guys. And last night they played the first approximately the first 6 minutes before the first sub came in, which is actually long for any team. I mean, you get through the first media timeout without a sub. Even short bench teams don't do that a lot of times. So the score was 16-5, I believe, at that point. I wrote it down. 16, yes. So the starting five played 6 minutes, 16-5. You made a line change, brought in 5 new guys who then played 5 minutes and went on a 10-2 run. So, and then it was a little more multiple lineup kind of stuff, but I think that was by design. And then at the end of the game, the last maybe 3 minutes, I want to say, maybe the last 4 minutes, Brad put his starters back in the game, and Tim Bray asked him about that at the end, and he's like, well, 20-point leads evaporate in basketball now, and pretty quickly, and I just didn't like the flow of the game at that point, and it really felt like you're trying to send a message to your team there that you needed to close, and they did. So number one, I think that was, you use this as a true tune-up going into Georgetown this coming Saturday. And then in post-game, Brad also talked about, these first three opponents are not high-quality teams. That's my words, not his. He was a little more political in how he said it. But recognize that, look, I think you schedule these three not knowing how good a team you were going to have with so many new parts coming in. All the parts are new. you had to be conservative with these first three games. And, you know, now the flip side of that is they've exceeded expectations. There's no way around it. They've exceeded expectations. So, but you couldn't take that chance. The other thing about this team that's carried over to all three games is the turnovers or lack of turnovers. Last night, Tim Bray shared in pregame that, 9 turnovers is a school record through the first two games. And you had 5 last night. So you are still, it's a record for the first three. 5 turnovers in a game in which every player is playing with new pieces. You know, even Dylan Hunter, we forget that everybody around him, even though he's returning, everything is new to him also, because he was the only one. So to only have 14 turnovers in 3 games, I've been at Clemson games, Quack, where you had that much in a half, okay?
I don't want to think about that, but you're right.
They are just an exceptionally well passing team. They don't do dumb stuff with the ball. And look, we can beat it to death. Yeah, the opponents are not good, but there are still things you can take away from the game, and that is one of them. Like, making bad passes, better opponents will turn you over more, but you're not having unforced errors. I think there was one unforced bad pass last night that I can recall. That doesn't have a lot to do with your opponent. And court spacing. Now, it got a little tight inside last night than it had in the first couple of games. But, your court spacing is good. Running the floor is good. Your defense has been great. Your rotations. And, some of that is opponent-driven. But a lot of that is just execution. I mean, that's something you can take away from these first three games. The other thing that Coach said in post game that really caught my attention is he talked about the young guys are going to have to get tougher as we go on, and that's to be expected with young players. You can get away with a whole lot more in college than you can in high school, and you can play much more physical in college than you could in high school. And that's the way the game's played, and that's something that, he is monitoring. And we'll see how they react when they play a really physical team. As good as these first three games have gone, there's still a learning curve for a team like this. And I'm just anxious to see how fast that learning curve, how long that takes to get those things like physicality, get up to speed.
Different definitions of what a possession is, which is, that's kind of a weird thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was sitting here crunching some numbers while you were talking. Clemson has either, depending on how you define a possession, if you define it like Stat Broadcast does, Clemson's had 191 possessions so far and 14 turnovers, which is 7.3% of possessions have ended in turnovers. The national leader in turnover rate last year was South Dakota, who turned it over 12.6% of the time. 7.3, 12.6. Now, I would also point out that early in the season, because you get some wonky results, Clemson is actually not even the national leader in turnover rate. Elon and High Point are 5.4 and 6.3, but Clemson is third in the nation at 7-ish percent. 7.3, something like that. The thing that I love on top of what you said with the ball security is that it's not ball security, spread it out, ball screen, downhill, just shoot it. We're not turning it over because we're not passing. 60 assists to 14 turnovers as a team so far this year. That's remarkable. That's like 4.3-1 assist to turnover ratio. Again, remarkable. For an individual player, that's remarkable. For an entire team to be doing that is nuts. There's no reason in the world to think that a team is capable of doing that over multiple games. Like a texter says, Mr. B says this, that's impressive no matter who you're playing.
That's right.
No doubt. I mean, it doesn't matter the level of competition. I watched South Carolina throw the ball away three times last night because of miscommunications. It wasn't even anything Clemson did. They just, there was somebody who thought that a player was going to go this way and the player was cutting through. That's nothing to do with the defense. So you're avoiding those types of mistakes that are just on you. And for a team with so many new pieces, there just aren't that many miscommunications on the floor.
Right now, they are 20th in adjusted offensive efficiency and 22nd in adjusted defensive efficiency. For a new team, that's just much higher than I was expecting for a new team. I'm sorry, it just is. What do you think the identity of this team is going to be, especially on the offensive end, I don't know, 10 games from now?
That's a great question. I don't know. I was actually talking about this with Faxon last night. The problem that they have right now is that for the first time in years, they don't have a best player that is supposed to be getting the ball in the critical possessions.
Yeah.
So a lot of times your identity is what you're running and what you're trying to get to from that, ideally. Women's basketball team is the same way. Who's your best player? I think I know who the most talented player is. It's not even one of the starters. We can talk about that maybe another time. But who are you trying to get the ball to, and what are you trying to get for that player?
I think 10 games from now, we're going to see the ball. We're going to see the offense operate through Nick Davidson a good bit. He's a great passer. He can shoot outside, but he can also post you up. So that is a natural position player to look at to run your offense through, right?
Yes, he is. To me, he is the highest floor player on your basketball team of the players that are routinely going to give you, like, double fit. Like, I think his floor is like 8-4.
And it could be a good thing. It can also be a bad thing. It's a good thing when you don't have that one guy, as long as every other piece is capable of stepping up. You're certainly going to see Nick Davidson, it run through him at times. If Jake Wallin plays like he played last night, where he can run to the corner, hit a three, he's an athlete, man. He's going to out-athlete you up and down the court. And I think they're similar to, and I hate to keep making the comparison, similar to what you saw Hunter Tyson do, where, you know, there were games where he could take over, but that's not necessarily what the offense ran through. I do think he will be a part of that at times. And then I'm hoping that these young quick guards just locking you down defensively.
See, I think offensively it's going to be through the post. You mentioned playing through Davidson. I think inside out, because you have some guys that can make threes, but I think ideally you want the ball to Davidson 10 feet or closer, like middle of the shot clock, or Welling or somebody like that, Godfrey, somebody down there, midpoint of the shot clock, and then you're going to get threes, you're going to get kickouts, pump fakes, drives, or you're going to get a ball screen that sort of comes out of that action where a guy kicks it out and then screens back to the guy he threw it to, that sort of thing. Defensively, I think you're going to try to minimize the impact of a bigger lineup with relentless ball pressure with the tagging concepts 94 feet. I think that is going to be what they're known for, too.
And then, you know, meanwhile, R.J. Godfrey has a double-double last night, 13 points, 11 rebounds. R.J. is in a text or ask about him. R.J.'s not going to be the guy you run something through, but he is going to have games where I'd be surprised if R.J. doesn't have have some 20-point games this year. Really. Was it the Baylor game maybe in the tournament 2 years ago that he had just a huge second half?
He came off the bench and was
It was either Baylor or Arizona. It was one of those two.
Yeah, I want to say it was Baylor. Anyway,
I think you're right.
I think he's going to have more of those. But again, he's not going to be the guy that you run things through.
Now I got
to listen, and in these first three games, I don't know how much Clemson has really run of their offense. I mean, there's been some sets that I recognize, but a lot of it's been a little more free flowing. There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Because
talking about basketball, and you just naturally go to free throw.
Free throwing. Well, one thing, I know we got to go to break. One thing that I heard Walt say yesterday, I totally agree with. He said this team is the best team in years at getting to the free throw line. And that's something I think Godfrey is going to do a better job of. That's something I think Davidson could do a good job of. And the thing is, you got to get the right people to the line that are knocking them down. Because not everybody on this team is an 80% foul shooter. This team may not have as good a free throw shooters, like in terms of percentage on it, but it does have guys who are going to go at a higher volume. And so trying to get those guys to 70%, whereas you've got some other guys that are going a little bit at about 80%, that's a good identity for this team as well. Another thing, you were talking about free flowing. I think one of the good things about a motion offense is you can run that kind of stuff if you really don't know who your go-to guy is, and then once you figure it out, then you start incorporating more set plays and trying to figure out how do we get that guy the ball in these spots. I think that's something to pay attention to as well. You do a lot more motion when you're just trying to learn, and then you start sort of whittling it down from there.
One more thing. I do think this team might have the capability of getting to the foul line actually a good bit. And I realize that it's a Clemson jersey and you're playing the ACC and you're not used to getting to the foul line. But I do think that is something these guards are capable of. And heck, the big guys are too, for that matter. Welling is very good at dropping a shoulder and getting, you know, drawing that contact. But we've seen that from Buckner. And you really need to kind of get Dylan Hunter going now. And that's one way you might be able to get Dylan going is getting. I mean, he got an easy layup last night, and you could see it kind of spark him a little bit. But I think he's capable of getting to the line too. So, and you don't have to worry as much about foul trouble from those guys because you got many options.
Let's take a break. We'll talk a couple more things on basketball. 654 Roars the number. You got thoughts on football? Love to hear from you as well. Hour one continues right after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Good!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. and we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Lennox in the Air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street across from the mall.
Diamond source.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I thought about something a couple times yesterday, and I'm almost ashamed to admit it. Made me smile. When Clay Sweeney came in, and he was like, man, you look great. Now, Clay Sweeney's just a nice person. But I thought, what a testimonial for PhD weight loss, Dr. Ashley Lucas, and the folks there, you know? That 4 years later, we're still doing it. Almost 5 years now. Almost 5 years since I did that, the weight loss program there. They still check in on me.
still maintenance. Marina calls me or emails me every month just to check in, see how I'm doing. And I'm doing great. Feel good. Eating much better than I was before. And added years back on my life, I bought a scale that keeps me in check with some of my levels, and I know where I'm supposed to be. And if I'm a little bit north or a little bit south of where I'm supposed to be, I try to keep it balanced. This is all because of things that I learned at PHT Weight Loss. You can get started today on the PHT Weight Loss program. Don't think that it's going to take away from your holiday enjoyment. I can promise you it does not, from personal experience. Their metabolic reset system, it helps your body burn fat first, you lose weight naturally, and keep it off. Right now in November, they're going to waive your consultation fee, add 2 weeks to your program free, cover the cost of your food, and give you their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. But you got to mention code 2026START to get those bonuses. Call PHT Weight Loss at 864-644-1900 or go to myphtweightloss.com.
Did you, I was going to ask you a question about ACC basketball, but I thought about this. North Carolina beats Radford last night pretty significantly. Did you see the injury to Seth Trimble?
No. I read some comments about it, and I thought to myself, I kind of want to look, but I really don't think that I do.
So I was told last night that they just listed it as a gym equipment malfunction, and he broke his arm. He was doing the lateral pull down, the pull down bar, and the machine was not properly anchored.
No,
came over on him.
Oh no!
And it took like 4 players to get the machine off of him, and he broke his. I mean, it could have been much.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I thought he did it like in practice. I didn't realize it was something like that.
It was on the pull down bar machine, and just pulled the whole thing over on top of him. I mean, it could have been catastrophic.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine. Oh. Well, now, yeah, that's, I'm sick to my stomach. That's awful.
Yeah, I know. That is just a freak thing for sure. There was a moment last night, late in the early games, where the ACC was looking nice. I mean, and I only bring that up is because, as we now know, how you do in the preseason or the non-conference, rather, is as important or more important than the conference. And I'm trying to pull up the scores here. Wake was up on Michigan late, went to overtime, ended up losing by 2. Florida State was up a bunch on Florida, ended up losing by, I believe, 2. Louisville beat Kentucky. That helped. And it seems like there was another one that was kind of close like that. But you had an opportunity on with several games, and you were close, but not close enough to win.
I told you yesterday, Ben, that I really wanted to give out some picks on these games. And the 3 that I really liked all hit last night. And I realized this is like, oh, Quag, you're bringing it back after the fact, whatever. I just want to point out for the record, Wake was getting 13.5 against Michigan. Florida State was getting 15.5 at Florida. And the Kentucky-Louisville total was like 172.5 or something like that. And I would have gone over that, easily over that. And it did go easily over that by like a dozen points. The ACC is a lot better than people think. A lot better than they've been in the last couple of years.
I think so. It's early. I think so.
We talked about this yesterday, and you could start adding some more teams to this. I think Duke and Louisville are at the top. I just think those are the 2 best teams in the league, particularly like Louisville. People forget they had a couple injuries down the stretch of the year last year and still were playing well. They've got those guys back.
I'm not sure what the order is between those two. Louisville was very impressive last night.
Very good. I would put North Carolina and Clemson and NC State, and I put Virginia Tech in that second group. Not just because of the Greek freak, the star that dropped 33 on Providence the other day, but I just think their team is good. I think Mike Young likes his team. With a couple injuries, they were like the youngest team that we saw last year. They were very young, running out tons of freshmen and sophomores. And so this is an older group. I just like what they have. I could be convinced to put Wake Forest in that group, and I could be convinced to put Florida State in that group as well.
Wake Forest, you'll recall, has been burned by their own scheduling the last couple of years, and they finally have paid attention to how the game is played now, and they've, in their non-con, they've scheduled Michigan, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, West Virginia. Seems like there was another. Vanderbilt's in there. They've beefed up their non-con because you don't necessarily have to win those games. Remember, we're talking about basketball now. You don't have, winning is not the most important always.
No, last night was basically a win, right?
That's right, and that's exactly my point. So you can't rule out Wake Forest anymore.
If Wake turns itself from Seth Greenberg's Virginia Tech into literally any other team, they're making the tournament this year. And Florida State, I mean, Florida State's got a good roster again. They've got a new coach, like fresh set of eyes, like a little bit of new blood. It feels like the roster is pretty similar to what they've had in the past, though. So they're gonna play a lot like that. And again, I'm not saying anything about Syracuse, who like has recruited great, has Carmelo Anthony's son Nathan George is up there now. The old Georgia Tech point guard, mm-hmm. That is an improved team. Miami is a much improved roster. They're not going to be dead walking into every game. Virginia, SMU, Pittsburgh, these are all competitive teams that made changes, either with an uptick in roster construction and funding, or new coaches, or something like that. Or a team like Pittsburgh that's just now kind of consistently in the middle of the pack on that bubble. This is a much better league. And I feel like if there's value to be had early in the season, there's value on – I'm not sure Vegas knows that the ACC is significantly better.
Yeah. Well, these marquee non-con games, you've got to at least show up for them. And win some here and there. Louisville certainly helped last night. If you could have pulled out one of those others, it would have gone a long way, too. One team that you're not going to have to worry about, unfortunately, is Boston College.
Lost to Central Connecticut last night.
They're 1-2 on the year. They've lost to FAU and Central Connecticut.
Bruh.
Donald Hand is still playing there. And despite that, I didn't watch it, but I watched the score. I don't know why anybody would watch it.
Hey, it was exciting down the stretch. Their shooting percentages are offensive. They are offensive.
And Earl Grant's not going to survive it there. And I hate it because, man, he's a good coach and a good guy. But that's a tough boy. You talk about Boston College being a tough job in football. It's really, really tough in basketball.
Especially, it feels like they need somebody from up there, don't they?
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, I just feel like they need somebody to pound the pavement up there.
I have one more basketball-related thing to ask you about, but I'm going to have to do it after the break because there will be discussion.
Oh, let's go. This hour brought to you by friends at One Time Plumber. Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. Clemson men's basketball is giving up an average of 51 points a game, and you could say that's because they've clogged the lane, Ben. Well, if you want to unclog the drain in your home.
You just flush that joke.
I mean, hey, I'll tell you. One Time Plumber. Call the plumber whose name is his number. One Time Plumber. 24-hour same-day service guaranteed for all those plumbing emergencies. The clogs and the leaks and the hot water issues that grind everything in your home or business to a screeching halt. There's no time for that. We have no interest in that. We do have interest in getting those problems corrected quickly. If you're in a bind, call the plumber whose name is his number. Clemson grads owned and operated One Time Plumber. Hour one is in the books. Hour two, we're going to get to Ben's basketball question. I may get to another thought on Clemson basketball here in just a little bit. We also have college football playoff rankings. And I have a question for you about the college football playoff rankings. We also are going to endeavor at some point a group of five playoff bracket. I'm so excited after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Hey, it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean,